And we're back.
Movie quotes.
What? Oh, movie quotes.
Movie quotes.
Movie quotes.
Movie quotes.
Casablanca.
That's the Free Booger. African Queen.
Yeah.
Kane Mutiny.
Mr. Christian.
That's the end of the bounty. You have a quote for me?
Yeah, I'm going to go first.
Do you have a quote for me?
See if I can give it its full thing here.
Mm-hmm.
I see Jesus on stage playing with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I'm on the front row hammer drunk.
I have no idea what that is.
Maybe you haven't, because if you'd seen the movie, you would know that line. But I thought you had seen it.
I don't think that I've seen it.
Okay.
You can try giving me one more quote from it.
I don't know that I can give you another one right offhand.
Well, then you can either give me another hint, or you can just tell me what it is.
It's said by... I'll tell you who it's said by, and if you don't know it by that, then you haven't seen the movie. John C. Reilly.
Chicago?
Then you haven't seen it. No, it's Talladega Nights.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. One of my favorite lines from the movie, by the way.
That's one of your favorite lines?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to decide which one of mine I should do. Alright, I'm going to do this one. You might not get this one, but I think if I can do another quote from the movie, that you could get it. So let me just bring up the movie and have some other quotes at the ready. Just one second here. Lots of waiting in this episode, everybody. So sorry. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there are people who sleep with absolutely nothing on at all? I rejoice to say that I did not. Anything?
Hmm.
No?
I like the way you say it. It makes me feel like I should. Nah, give me another one.
I know you've seen the movie, but okay. I don't know. Let's see.
Sleep with absolutely nothing.
That is too much of a giveaway.
What a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Did you hear that, eh? That's Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Yeah. Okay. Is this the elevator? This is my room. Dead air.
Oh, jeez. Wouldn't be more the merrier.
Nope.
I was saying this, the elevator, this is my room. That's what you got me.
Yeah, these are I'm giving you hard ones here. Okay. Let me give you something a little easier. She's fair game, Joe. It's always open season on princesses. Nothing?
Roman Holiday?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We got a Duke lot of dead air.
Duke wants us to do the theme to Green Acres.
We're not going to.
At 9 a.m., Duke.
Bet hates Green Acres.
Okay, I've got... I want to do three more, so we'll squeeze them in. Two of them are extremely short.
Okay.
So I'll give you this one. One word. Prodigious.
No idea.
Oh, okay. That's the October sky.
October sky, I don't know
prodigious.
Well enough to quote.
Okay. There's very few quotes that I know from that.
Alright. I have three more also.
Okay. Then good. Good, good.
Okay. What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English in what? What? English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Well, it's not an old movie, I guess.
No. It's
gotta be Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that's the Frank Whaley scene, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good one. You said that very well.
Thank you.
There's motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Snakes on a plane?
Okay. How about... Are they big? I like them big.
Oh.
Think about that a minute, but if you don't have it, I can give you the
big,
all-time
big
definitive quote.
Give me the all-time definitive one.
You weren't supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
No, it was you were only supposed to blow the... Whatever. You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. Italian job.
Yeah. The only thing I ever liked Benny Hill in, so...
Yeah. Okay, here's one. Listen, Zipper Puss, someday they're just going to find your hair ribbon in an axe someplace. Nothing else.
Oh, I know this. I know this.
If I give you the rest of the quote, it'll give it away.
Oh, well. Big Oh, does Jimmy Stewart say it?
No. Nope, Jimmy Stewart's not in the movie.
Okay, it's,
If I tell you who said it, that might give it away also, actually.
Your hair ribbon and an axe. Oh, yeah. I know this.
Nothing
Shit.
Else. I'll tell you who said it.
Okay.
William Demarest.
The Miracle of Morgan Creek.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
The rest of the quote was the mystery of Morgan's Creek.
Oh. Okay. Oddly enough.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my last one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jackson.
God. Oh, hey, Jackson. And the funny thing is that I know that.
And everyone cringes. Hey, Jackson.
Oh, Jesus.
I can give you the definitive if you...
What? No.
But yeah, see if you can get it from me.
Is that Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Oh, I bet you're close.
Clueless?
No, you're still close.
I don't... shit. Give me another one.
I am their father.
I am their father. That's not... Is it an Alan Arkin movie?
Yes, it is.
So it's Slums of Beverly Hills?
Slums of Beverly Hills.
I'm their father. Hey, I got Guys and Dolls. I got the lead, Skye Masterson.
Like me a lady tonight.
All right, last one from me.
Okay.
There's nothing tragic about being 50, not unless you're trying to be 25.
Now, say it again, I'm sorry.
There's nothing tragic about being 50, not unless you're trying to be 25. I got a lot of easy quotes from this one, but I wanted to give you one.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me that one.
All right, well, I'll give you... The only other one I got here is a gimme.
Okay.
I am big.
Oh, big.
It's the pictures that got small.
That got small, Sunset Boulevard.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we sign off,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to... Your friend Stiggs...
Stiglitz?
Doesn't think I can do it.
What, doesn't think you can do what?
I'm assuming he doesn't think I can do it.
Oh, theme from F-Troop. Oh, yeah. F-Troop. Where Indian fights are colorful sights and nobody takes a lickin'. Where pale face and red skin all turn chicken.
Okay.
Thanks, Stiggs. I was just thinking of that one the other day. Oh, and by the way, Top of the World, Ma? White Heat.
Oh, who said that?
He did. He put, thanks for the shout out, I'm famous. Top of the World, Ma.
Oh, okay. I didn't read the beginning of that. I just saw Wes Troop and went all excited.
Oh, Elisa's glad that I went back to pick up the first verse of Charles in Charge. She said you were just logging on to correct
thanks.
You.
Thanks,
of course
people.
You were.
Thank you.
I just didn't think Bette would know the whole thing, so I just...
Well, I didn't know any of it.
Chorus. But, yeah, I had to sing the whole thing. Wait, we just got one more comment, yeah. I think. It's Elisa again.
She doesn't care.
Apparently she doesn't care. Well, I didn't know you were listening at that time, sweetheart.
Oh, you hadn't left
us a comment by then.
She says she's not, but she is.
Yeah, you count as a person in Bellingham who is listening now.
Because she knows.
But at the time, you were just a person in Bellingham. I didn't know you were listening. Now you're listening and I know.
Be honest, she didn't even know you were in Bellingham. You could
have
gone out of
town. I have friends in Bellingham who are listening. They are Marla, Stiglitz, and Elisa.
somebody else is going
to read. Lisa, I'm very sorry to hear about Zoe. I was very, very sad to hear about
Zoe. You
know,
both of us have lost pets to cancer. Mm-hmm. So.
All three of us now.
We know the pain, believe me.
And I know the pain of having to have a good friend put down.
But it is the humane thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. You did the right thing. I know it doesn't feel like it sometimes, but you did the right thing. All right. On that somber note, we're going to sign off. I'm going to have a shower and refresh.
Yeah. Going to have a little bit of a refresh.
Okay.
Hit our refresh buttons.
We will be back in the next half hour sometime.
Yep.
We love
you
all.
I come back.